This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Mohammed Naimuddin is an internal medicine resident at Temple University in Philadelphia, and he works in the intensive care unit. It's not a place where you tend to hear upbeat dance music pumping through the speakers, but during one of Naimuddin's shifts, he met a patient and a family that deeply touched his heart. And there was love, death, and Katy Perry. He told this story as part of an American College of Physicians story slam.
One day I walked in, and around 8 o'clock or so, we got called that there was a patient being brought in from the emergency room. We got all set up, and when he came, I found out there was a 30-year-old man. He had been found in his apartment by his parents. After what seemed like a three-day absence, he had had a very bad asthmatic attack, and after not being found for 3 days, he had incurred a sizable injury to his brain. Everybody on the team knew what was going to happen, but none of us really could plan to tell it to the family right away. And over the next couple of days, I got to spend a lot of time with them as we figured out what exactly we should do and how to go about telling the family. You see, this family was a very large family and very loving. Eventually, all of us came to the same decision, every single neurologist, every cardiologist, every medical doctor, that there was nothing more that we could do. And when we informed the family of this, I was ready for the outcry and the sadness. And instead, what I got from his mom was, you know, all he really wanted when he died was to be an organ donor. Can you make that happen? And I said, yes, I can do what I can. And the next day, after all the tests were done and all the donors had been lined up, we took him to the OR. And the process goes that the patient gets extubated, and then they have 60 minutes to pass, and at that point, they can go with organ retrieval. And because the operating team cannot be the people that certify it, I had to go into the OR with them. And I went into the OR ready to get started, and his mom came up to me, and she gave me an iPod and said, can you hook this up to the sound system so we can play this as our son dies? And I said, sure. The song started, and it started with Candle in the Wind. It's a really lovely song. Goodbye, Norma Jean. No, I never knew you. And I saw tears in everybody's eyes. And then My Heart Will Go On came on, and I thought that was also very appropriate. And then California Girls came on. And I thought, that's a little different. And then Katy Perry's I Want to Touch Your Peacock came on. And for those of you who haven't heard it, it goes, I want to touch your peacock, cock, cock. And everybody started laughing, and I started looking around and just wondering what's going on. And the family just started telling me about how amazing a person he was and how much he loved laughter, and he used to just do everything he could to bring joy to their lives, and that's how they were going to remember him. And then the rest of the playlist was just outlandish and beautiful, and it became a dance party at some point. It was very weird, but it was very sweet. And I just loved every part of it. Unfortunately, the 60 minutes came and went, and he had not passed. And so I told them that he could no longer be an organ donor. And they were sad, but they knew that everything had been done that could have been done. And we brought him back to the intensive care unit. And since it was the end of my shift, I told the family that I'm so sorry for everything and the way it happened, but that I will be there for them tomorrow if he is still here. And when I went home that day, and I couldn't really sleep because I had gotten to know this family so well. Instead of going back to sleep, I just went, grabbed a couple of boxes of pizza, and went to the waiting room. And I spent more time with them. And while they went in and out of his room, I waited with them, and they told me all about his life and how amazing he was and how just everything that he did brought joy to their lives and how much they would miss him. And all I could think was, this is a lovely person, and he had such an impact on this family, and he's never gonna go, because they're always gonna have him in their hearts. Thank you.
Mohammed Naimuddin is an internal medicine resident at Temple University in Philadelphia. He told this story as part of an American College of Physicians story slam. Paige Flager produced this piece.